Race and politics were front and center at the Supreme Court today. The justices took up a voting rights case involving Louisiana's congressional redistricting after the 2020 census. As NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports, the case is nearly identical to a case from Alabama, which the Supreme Court ruled on 2 years ago.
Louisiana's population is roughly 30% Black, but after the census, the state legislature drew new congressional district lines that provided for only one majority Black district in a state that has six congressional seats. That's the same thing Alabama did after the census, only to be slapped down by the Supreme Court 2 years ago when a narrow court majority ruled that the state had illegally diluted the Black vote in violation of the Voting Rights Act. There's one difference between the Alabama and Louisiana cases. Alabama did not create a second Black district until ordered to do so by the Supreme Court. In Louisiana, the state legislature, after losing before multiple courts, saw the handwriting on the wall and drew a new map that provided for a second majority Black district. But that new district was challenged by a group of Louisiana citizens identifying themselves as, quote, non-African American voters. They lost in the lower courts and appealed to the Supreme Court, which heard arguments in the case today. First to the lectern was Benjamin Agunaga, representing the state. He told the justices that the legislature, faced with the prospect of federal judges drawing new district lines for congressional seats, bit the bullet and itself drew a new map with a second majority-minority district. Agunaga noted that the alternative map would have put key Republicans in jeopardy, including House Speaker Mike Johnson and Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
It's an election year. We're talking about the Speaker of the House. No rational state gambles with those high-stakes seats in that situation.
Chief Justice Roberts, who wrote the court's opinion in the Alabama case requiring a second majority Black district, seemed skeptical about the Louisiana map because it created less compact districts than were drawn in Alabama.
What if they didn't talk about politics, just said, we're doing this because of race. We don't like that other map. Race, race, race.
Lawyer Stuart Nafee, representing the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, replied that the original map proposed by civil rights groups was more compact, but that the groups ultimately agreed to the legislature's compromise, which protected incumbents. Supposing, asked Justice Barrett, that there was no incumbency justification here from the legislature.
You think the drawing of this district was not predominantly based on race? It's a snake that runs from one end of the state to the other. I mean, how is that compact?
The last of today's lawyers, Edward Grime, representing the, quote, non-Black plaintiffs, faced this question from Justice Kagan.
What was Louisiana supposed to do? So, like, at a certain point, there might have been other options, but that's the whole point about breathing room, right? Breathing room is states have choices. And this was one state that decided on this choice that you don't agree with, but it was, like, well within the parameters of a good faith, reasonable choice.
Although today all six of the court's conservatives expressed serious doubts about the state legislature's map, the fact is that just 2 years ago, the same six sounded equally skeptical about the Alabama redistricting map that the justices subsequently upheld as required under the Voting Rights Act. So, reading the tea leaves from today's argument is a bit of a fool's errand. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.